Bien, muchas gracias.
Thank you very much. Let's commence the press conference. Good morning. Oh, good afternoon. Welcome to the film Ikari Rage, a film which is included in the official section of the 64th edition of the San Sebastian Film Festival. And in order to talk about the film with all of you, we have the pleasure of having the presence of the director Lee Sang-il and the actor of the film Ken Watanabe. Before we commence the press conference and questions, I would like them to introduce and present the film. So therefore, I'm going to give the floor to Mr. Lee Sang-il so that he can tell us a bit and talk about the film Ikari Rage. He said, Keisho, San Sebastian, or Donostia in Basque.
4時間かけてここに到着しましたが、非常に伝統があって、格式の高い、で、お客さんたちも非常に情熱的な映画祭に、来れたことを非常に嬉しく誇りに思っています。
Bueno,
I arrived yesterday after 20-hour flight, and I see.It has a great tradition, and it's a very elegant city that I've come to. And I see that the audience is very passionate, so therefore it's a pleasure to be able to come here.
になるんですけど、悪人という、映画、実はこれ吉田修一さんという作家が同じ作家の方なんですけど、吉田修一さんが書かれた、原作小説をもとに映画化されています。
The film Ikari Rage is based on a novel by Shujo Yoshida, the author. My previous two films were also based upon the books written by the same author. Chuichi Yoshida is the name of the author. He corrects the other translator.In the film, what I wanted to do was to describe the problems that we encounter in Japanese society. And after believing and trusting people, I wanted to describe the lack or the reality of being a trust between people. And now I'm going to tell Ken Watanabe, who's going to say a few words in his magnificent Basque.I'm very happy and pleased to present this film here in the Cinemaldia, in the San Sebastian Film Festival. It's a film which is very complex and which deals with many feelings in life, but I'm sure but it'll make it to the bottom of your heart. I'm very curious to see how the audience here reacts, and thank you very much.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much. Arigato. Well, we've got a question here already. Hi, good afternoon. I'd like to, in the film, there are a lot of different reflections upon blame and upon rage, but this, Mr. Watanabe said a word which drew my attention, and he says something like, women, but that men can do anything.And they will be forgiven, but women know it's a different story. So that type of reflection, can you talk about that?
The movie title is Ikari, という title でもあるんですけれども実はその人に対して怒ったり怒ったりということではなくてその人を信じるということが 一番のテーマだというふうに思っています。その信じるということは結局自分の心を開いて自分の心を許して人を信じる、そこに対して疑いが持たれたときにその自分の心を開いたこと、自分が許してしまったことに対するこう苦しさだったりとか、その疑いを持ってしまったことの自分に対しての怒りだと、そういうことが役を演じる中での大きなテーマではありました。
The film is called Ikari, which in Spanish would be rage or anger would be the literal translation. But in the film, it's not. I'm not talking. It doesn't talk exactly about anger, but the trust towards people. And to trust means that you open up your heart and you completely trust those people. But within the film, the anger that the characters have got to are towards themselves because they hadn't trusted other people, and they themselves are suffering because they are not sufficiently trust those people enough, and they're angry at themselves of having not trusted other people.
ご覧いただけるような描き方になっているので、そこがやっぱり一番今日本でも公開が始まっているんですけれども、そのどう自分の中で整理をしていいかわからない、どう自分の中でこの映画に対する気持ちをその何て言うんでしょう、こう分析したらいいかわからないっていうふうにな声をたくさん聞きます。それはやっぱり自分が人を信じる、人を信じられなくなった、そういう気持ちと同じようなことをこの映画で体験しているのではないかというふうに思っています。
This film has already been screened and premiered in Japan, and many adolescents see that they feel reflected in the characters that are portrayed in the film. And I think this is true because there are a lot of feelings that one sees the film, one feels one feels like the way the characters feel. Many people from the audience that have seen the film is that they feel they see themselves in the same situation, and they don't know how they would react in that situation or to analyze what one can feel at any at all times. As you know, the title of the film is called Ikari, which means rage. But the problem is, rage, it's not rage screaming at people hurting people with that rage. It's a rage that can't be expressed. And it's a rage which is within each of the people in the film. The rage within each person because of the circumstances that surround them. So therefore in this film we see that the men appear and are homosexual. Each of them have rage inside, but they can't express it. So therefore I wanted to describe the rage that isn't exteriorized. It is interiorized, and it's within each and everyone. Yes, there's another question. Hi. I would like to know, ask both of you, how were you personally affected by working in a film where everything that happens is so violent and so tough and hard?
僕はリ・サンエル監督と2作目なんですけれども、その前作の時にも同じように感じたんですけれども、普通役をこう、まあ、いろんなものを積み上げて作っていくっていう、そこで何かを表現するっていうふうに、まあ、俳優は仕事していくんですけれども、役と向き合っていくんですけれども、彼と仕事をする場合は常にその何かを表現することを求められるのではなくて、その先にあるもの、本当に彼が今何に苦しんで何に悩んでいるのかっていうことに、非常に自分のパーソナルの部分と向き合わされる感じがするんですね。だからその役を作ることに悩むというよりかは、本当にそのシチュエーションの中で自分はどうしたらいいんだろう、どういうことに今苦しんでいるのかということをその体現しなければいけないので、非常に撮影中はその役と同期して苦しい部分はたくさんありました。そういう場面がたくさんありました。
I had already worked in another film with this director, and I'd also felt the same when I worked with him, and that is that normally when you work in a film, I've got to get into the head of that character and prepare that character. But in the case of this film, it's not only to portray the character, but you've got to feel exactly what you would do if you were this person, and what you would feel, what rage would you feel if you were in this situation. So therefore, what I see is that more than studying this character is to one to feel how all of these situations would affect me internally. So therefore, throughout the entire shoot, as I had to get into the role as if it were my own personal experience, I suffered a lot, and the feelings that I felt were very, very deep.
それをさせた張本人。
And it's his fault that made me feel like this.
は伝わらなかなか伝わらない人には伝わらないっていう言葉があるんですけど、本当の自分が例えば抱えていることを本気で誰かにこう理解してほしくてもなかなか伝えることができない、そのもどかしさであったりとか、何て言うんですかね、まあ人はすぐ違う、自分と何かが違うってことでこう排除してしまう、こうところが、まあ自分にもあるんですけど、何かを本気で人に伝える、あるいはその見た人がそのこのキャラクターたちがの抱えている問題が、それは自分のことのように感じられるにはどうしたらいいか、例えば悲しくて泣くっていう、俳優が悲しくて泣いている姿が、その悲しみの奥、その根っこには何があるのかってことを見てる人に感じ取ってもらいたいと思って表現を選んでます。
I think there's a piece, there's a phrase in the film that it's very difficult to transmit what you really feel towards other, to transmit the feeling to other people, because there are people that listen to your suffering, but the other people are not going to truly believe what you're suffering and the problem everyone has. So that many people are different, obviously, and you suffer a certain rejection. Sometimes I reject other people because I consider that I'm different to that other person. So, for example, in the film, there is a character that's crying because they're sad, but the audience may understand that that person is sad because and they're right, it's crying, but they don't know what they're crying for, what's the internal problem they're crying for. So therefore, I tried to make the film that can transmit the deepness of the heart of each character. It's not just an issue of crying, or what I want is for the audience to understand the problem that that person is suffering inside. And there is a phrase in Japanese And literally it says, I hope everyone's got to perceive what atmosphere is happening, and that's a phrase in Japanese. Hi, congratulations for the film. Congratulations for the film.
Beautiful movie, congratulations. I certainly hope it gets you something in the awards. Yo quería decir una cosa.
I wanted to say, to talk about the feeling of honor. Honor as another parallel element to the lack of confidence. And then perhaps talking about the violence, the concept of violence, which is that stems from the Okinawa army base, and vis-a-vis the violence and fear, trying to find this murderer, and we don't understand really who it is. Ryuga says two questions. Yes, the feeling of honor. Yes, I didn't hear you. Yes.
自分の役を通してではあるんですけれども、その犯人と疑われる男たちではなくて、そこと繋がる者たちも必ずある種の傷、心の傷だったりとか、ネガティブな要素をたくさん持っているキャラクターだと思うんですね。だからこそ彼らとこう繋がってしまう。 そういうマイナー負と負がつながってしまうみたいなところがあって、で結局そこでその試されるのが尊厳みたいなものかなというふうに僕は思っていました。その自分がその普通のノーマルな、まあ社会の中で普通に生きている人たちとその、どこか欠落している、どこか 適応できていない、そういう部分を逆にその彼らと向き合うことによって、自分の立場を向き合わされる。そこでやっぱりある種その人としての尊厳みたいなものに触れていく、そこがそのまあおっしゃったようなそのオーナーっていう部分と結びつくのかもしれないと思っています。
Within the film, there are several characters, specifically several men, characters who are suspect of being the murderers. And there's something in common that they all have is that they have a deep idea within the heart, and each of them have a lot of negativity, and they act in a very negative way. So therefore, this is where we see part of what honor it really means. And I personally, I saw my character was also was reflected vis-a-vis these other characters, because he also had he had something that was similar to these men. In society, it's very difficult to, he also believes that he's not apt for society. There are some of these characters who believe that they're outside society, and they feel that they they're not apt to live in this society. So I think this side, this is what I felt, that, and everyone felt an honor or rejection to that honor, or to have honor to oneself, or feel honor to oneself.
誇りを持った男というのをやる機会が今まで非常に多かったんですが、こういう非常にこう受け身で何も自分では決められない、非常に優柔不断な男の要素っていうものが自分の中にどこにあるんだろうってちょっと悩んだことがあったんですね。だけどやってる最中で、まあ娘との関係性の中でそのある時、 まあ、彼女が愛する男ができて、普通だったら やっと幸せになれる、あでもこれでもあの男は大丈夫だろうか、そういう普通の親子としての愛情のかけ方が考えられたんですけれども、演じているときに、あやっとこれでこの自分が背負ってきた彼女への重荷みたいなものがあの解き放たれるんだっていう、ある種のこう安堵みたいな感情を得ることがあって、それはもしかしたら役よりも自分の中にパーソナルな部分として僕が見つけてしまった、自分の中にあるそういうこうマイナスの部分を見つけてしまった、そういう瞬間がありました。
Up until now, I used to portray a very powerful and very correct and righteous man, but specifically the character in this film, it's a man who's very passive and indecisive and very insecure of himself. So therefore, it was very difficult to get into this role, and I didn't know how to confront and to cope the portrayal of the character. But what I did feel better is when I saw the relationship that my character has with his daughter, the relationship of the love between a father and a daughter, and the relationship between these two characters. And when the father, in this case, concerns himself very much about his daughter, because she has a boyfriend who he thinks is great, but he's very mistrustful of him. But as he's worried about his daughter, on the other hand, he's very relaxed that she's found someone to love. And so therefore, in that aspect, I felt very relaxed that I didn't have to concern myself about my daughter anymore at that level. And in this case, I think what we can say is that it's the negative, it's a part which is the, it shows it's the negative or the weak part of this character. And they, because they feel, he feels relaxed because he's not going to have to concern himself with the daughter. In that aspect, I personally also felt highly identified with his father. And so therefore, with all of this, what I meant to say, it was very tough and very tiring to work with this director. Good afternoon. Could I like to ask the director whether, albeit it's a Japanese film, we observe certain reminiscences of Korean films, and on the other hand, how was it to collaborate in the soundtrack with Riki Sakamoto?
まあ、それは僕韓国人だからですかね。
いわゆるよそいコレア。
Perhaps I'm Korean. Who knows? Maybe that's why.
日本の要素をこう浴びて育ってるんですけど、血ですかね、それはね。
I was born in Japan and I was brought up in Japan, so therefore I can say that I identify myself with the Japanese culture. The problem is,It's because of the blood I've got in my predecessors, and because, and I get very angry straight away. I heat up and get angry very, very quickly. A lot of passion, I think he's saying.Well, I'm not too sure where I can say it this way, but Riki Sakamoto also gets very angry And more than getting angry, he's a person who's very, very passionate. And before finishing the composing of the soundtrack between New York and Japan, I traveled to Japan, New York a lot to be able to meet up with Ryuichi Sakamoto. The world and the music of Sakamoto is beautiful, but in turn, there's a certain cruelty in his music as well, and especially the music in that film in Ikari, which is rage. I think that Mr. Sakamoto has composed melodies and music that sort of understanding that you can go beyond rage. The music of Ryuichi Sakamoto, that's why I gave it the title. The title was to forgive, or forgiveness, one of the songs in the film. We can ask one final and very quick question because our invited guests have to leave, and we give them a microphone because they have to go. Okay, well, welcome to San Sebastian, and what's your next project? It's been a long time since I had worked with made a foreign film, and I worked with Paul Waits in the film, which is called Sac d'Afrique. And it's a director who's called Paul Waits. And I think that with him, I've had the occasion to work with him again. And it's based upon a film which is called Bel Canto. And it's a person a person in the embassy is kidnapped, and that's the issue. And the next project will be to do work with this director in his next film. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. They must leave because they have a very tight agenda. Thank you very much for being with us.